Well, good morning and welcome to the Galway Bay FM website racing selections for today. Our six selections for what it is Derby Day, an unusual Derby Day in that the race itself starts at 1:30, the second race on the card. But our first selection goes at Listowel in the Pat Smullen Memorial Handicap at 3:00. And I'm going here for number 13, and that is Las Cuatro. Las Cuatro is from the Ger Lyons yard and has just the 3 runs so far. A couple of runs on all-weather maidens win. A well-back 5-4 favourite on debut was 3rd of 11 behind Star Spangled Waves and then was beaten by Catherine of Siena next time up. Again, win a short price favourite. One turf run after a break and that was behind Tango Flair in a Cork maiden on good ground. Now, he's drawn pretty poorly toward the outside, but I just think the booking of Lee Roach for this Ger Lyons trained runner, it takes the eye. He's going to get him forward early, need to from that draw, but I think he'd take a bit of beating at a price of about 8-10-1. Second of my selections goes in the big one, the feature contest, that is the Epsom Derby, sponsored this year by Betfred at 1:30 at Epsom. Yeah, 1:30, crazy time, but look, that is what we're faced with, and I'm going against the grain. I think Augusto Rodin really has to improve beyond all recognition. That terrible run of the Guineas. But look, he could very well do. But I think Passenger is the one I want to be with here from the Sir Michael Stout yard. Very interesting that Sir Michael Stout encouraged the Flaxman Stables, who owned this runner, to supplement it at a fair old whack of money. 2 career runs. One in the Woodditton Stakes, first time up, beat Catawba readily, I thought, by 3 lengths. Really pointing his toe, that a bit of easy ground that day, but really pointed his toe in the Craven meeting. And I thought, to me, this horse would progress from that run, ridden by Brian Moore on that occasion. The second occasion, and the only other time he's run, which a big jumping class, went to the Dante Stakes at York and finished 3rd to the Foxes. But if anybody can look at that run again, was hampered on more than 3 occasions. Dead heated for 3rd in the end, behind the Foxes, who I think he'll finish in front of today. And I think this horse is the real dark horse of the Epsom Derby. That is Passenger, number 9. Third selection goes in the big sprint handicap, the Aston Martin Dash at 3:20. It's a really tough contest, but I'm going here with number 10, Vintage Clarets from the Richard Fahey yard, and the mount of Oisin Murphy, who interestingly has a 6-11 strike rate when riding for Richard Hannan in the last couple of seasons. I know he was suspended for last season, but look, these figures are very, very good. It's an encouraging booking, and this horse has had a couple of runs this season. Back in April, was outpaced a bit, but finished 2nd at Musselburgh, a very tricky track. And then went 7-4 favourite at Ripon last time out, was well backed off a mark of 91, and it was a good effort. To be fair, ran very, very well. But you've got to go this horse's back form. The faster the ground, the better this guy goes. Dropped a pound. It's only a pound, but it could be the difference between defeat and victory. And Oisin Murphy drawn right down the stand side and stalled 19 of 20. And with the likes of a couple of these, the likes of Harry Eustace or Ancient Times in 16, sure to make it a good test. He'll have something to run at. And I think he's the one to be on. That is Vintage Clarets, number 10, in the 3:20 at Epsom. Fourth selection goes in the Betfred Leicester Pickett Handicap over 10 furlongs at Epsom at 3:55. And I'm going here with another Michael Stout runner, Fox Journey, the mount of Harry Davis, who still claims 3 pounds. He wants to hold on to this for Royal Ascot, he says. He thinks he has the chance in a couple of the handicaps. He's already been pre-booked for a few of them. A horse that has been raised 9 pounds for his victory last time out, but he led over a furlong down at that occasion at Newmarket. Was good value for his margin of victory. And this great colt, the son of Roaring Lion, over 10 furlongs, I think will progress. He's around about 5-1. There's a bit of each way value there if you go through the card. And that is the next selection, Fox Journey, number 9, in the 3:55. The fifth selection goes in the concluding contest at Epsom. It's the ultra-competitive Tokyo Trophy over 6 furlongs around the bend. You need to stay here. You need to stay 6.5 furlongs for definite here. And the one I'm with here is a bit of a veteran at 8 years old, number 4, Mr. Wagyu from the John Quinn yard. The mount of Jason Hart, who rides this horse regularly, won this contest last year off a mark of 94. Now down to a mark of 96. Run some interesting races in between, was fifth of a, in a big field, beaten only 2 lengths behind Summer Grand at the Ybor meeting at York last season, was then beaten in the Airgoyle Cup, fifth again behind Summer Grand. Top quality form. The three runs this season, well beaten at Newmarket on his first start. That was on good to soft ground. Then was again well beaten at Ripon. A bit more like it when 7th of 21 back at York again behind Bieldis at a big price off a mark of 98 last time out. Gets £2 drop. That was back in the middle of May. The £2 drop could be significant here. And I think Mr. Wagyu, we mightn't see him till late, but he's the one I would like to be here for, purely for value purposes. The final selection and my nap of the six goes in the 4 o'clock race at Doncaster. It's a 1.6 furlong handicap, and I'm going here with number 3, St. George. No, it's not a joke. I just think this horse is pretty well enough handicapped in this, to take this contest off a mark. He's rated 84 out of a couple of runs, the all-weather, 3 all-weather runs. Finally winning when beating Sweet William at Sutter last time over 1.3, when giving the impression that further is what was wanted. Prior to that, he stepped from 1 mile debut when he was 5th at Kempton up to 10 furlongs when he was 3rd of 6, when nicely backed under today's jockey Kieran Fallon. But the Andrew Balding trained runner is the reason that Kieran Fallon has got. He's second jockey to Qatar Race, and he's top jockey to Qatar Race, and now second chairs with Oisin Murphy. But this fella is a brilliant jockey, and the fact that he's going up here for his bosses to ride in this contest is the extra little bit of inspiration I needed to tip this horse and nap him, because I think he's progressive, looks like a horse that will relish this trip of 1.5 furlongs, and that's the nap for me, number 3, St. George, in the 4 o'clock at Doncaster.